June 8, Marks of True Sanctification. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. The work of sanctification begins in the heart, and we must come into such a relation with God that Jesus can put his divine mold upon us. We must be emptied of self in order to give room to Jesus. But how many have their hearts so filled with idols that they have no room for the Redeemer of the world? The world holds the hearts of men in captivity. They center their thoughts and affections upon their business, their position, their family. They hold to their opinions and ways and cherish them as idols in the soul. We must be emptied of self. But this is not all that is required, for when we have renounced our idols, the vacuum must be supplied. As you empty the heart of self, you must accept the righteousness of Christ. Lay hold of it by faith. If you open the door of the heart, Jesus will supply the vacuum by the gift of His Spirit, and then you can be a living preacher in your home, in the church, and in the world. You can diffuse light because the bright beams of the Sun of Righteousness are shining upon you. Your humble life, your holy conversation, your uprightness and integrity will tell to all around you that you are a child of God, an heir of heaven, and that you are not making the world your dwelling place, but that you are a pilgrim and a stranger here looking for a better country, even in heavenly. In order to keep the world in its proper subordination, it is necessary to have more than a mere casual, nominal faith in Christ. Many might give assent to the fact that Jesus was the Son of God and yet fail to have saving faith. Jesus must be all in all to the soul. You must believe in Him as your personal and complete Savior. True sanctification will be evidenced by a conscientious regard for all the commandments of God, by a careful improvement of every talent, by a circumspect conversation, by revealing in every act the meekness of Christ.